This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are that community of one. You are that community of one. You're the community that, will tell the totalitarians what to do once you learn what the game really truly is. Now, we talk about this at the beginning of each show, each hour. To reinforce, it's an old tactic used by school teachers, and having been a school teacher for a long time, I know this tactic well, so I'm using it on you. You are that community that we have to depend upon for our freedom, our liberty. What you know about our Constitution, what you know about our country, and how you can transmit that information to other people, and how you can listen to other people, and become a community of one. Well, you know what? You have one of the most powerful gifts in the world to preserve liberty and freedom and this country called the United States of America. We're not the homeland. We're America here on Agenda 21 Radio. So welcome to the show. Lots to talk about. Boy, you know, the debate that raged the other night in Las Vegas, I had a chance to watch the entire thing, and I just didn't, the first time I came in late and only caught really about the last 45 minutes of it, and then I was actually kind of distracted. And you know, I've got debate fatigue. I figured this one out. I really truly do. I have got debate fatigue. Just since 2012, I mentioned this yesterday, and it's kind of like really, really working on me. Aren't you just tired of these debates? I mean, there really gets to be a point where you have debate fatigue, and of course that just marathon stuff that was going on in 2012 was stupid. Anyway, are the troops getting together on the Republican side? It sure starts to sound like it. Donald Trump is starting to want to put together a coalition, I think, of all those debaters up there, all those presidential hopefuls, and pull the party together. That's what I think is happening. But we'll know more, because Donald Trump, he's out there stumping. He's stumping to bring the Republican Party together. Can you imagine that? The Republican Party, nothing more than a herd of cats, as they say. Anyway, a lot of other things going on. More school closures, yeah, and more school threats. Well, I guess you could say there's kind of like one foot in and one foot out for some of these school districts. We're going to be talking about those school districts. And is a school district around you affected by these threats? And by the way, what is their filter for threat assessment? That's really important for schools. Let's, being a school safety officer, this is stuff that I would be worried about. And of course, this is information we would discuss with our own staffs and so on. In schools are mandated federally to have school safety plans. And some of this discussion I'm having with you is stuff that should be contained in the school safety plan of your school. If not, you need to find out. And I would demand as a parent to find out what your school's safety plan is. Maybe you can get the school administration to get together with you as a group of parents, concerned parents, to discuss the school safety plan, as much as they can discuss. And I say this because school safety plans don't necessarily need to be 100% public. As we found out in North Carolina last week, there were three Middle Eastern men who walked into two elementary schools in a town in North Carolina last week, and they wanted to see the school safety plan. The staff let them see it. Staff let them walk around the schools. And they said that they were from the Army, and they were examining the schools to see if they were a safe school and what kind of plan they had. No, wait a minute. Are you kidding me? By the way, this all started happening on the day of the December 2nd shooting in San Bernardino. Now, we call that probing, casing the joint, which is exactly what they've been doing for a long time. You see, these terrorist attacks that happen, especially at schools, they're very well thought out. And years in advance are they thought out. And schools are the prime targets for these terrorists. And that's something you need to know about. Is the country living in fear because of terrorism? Yep. Do the terrorists like this? Yep. But what can we do about it? We can be proactive, and we can develop those filters, if you will, those threat assessments, if you will, to determine whether or not a school should be closed or open. And I'll tell you, this is still popping up with LA Unified. They did the absolute right thing. Roman Cortines, who's the superintendent down there, did an absolutely outstanding job by closing the school. He had, given the circumstances, 60 miles from San Bernardino. And by the way, the San Bernardino City College was closed at the time. Why? Been closed for 2 days. Why? Because they're still looking for bombs on the campus. Now, that's not very far from LA Unified. And 640,000 students. So do you think that there was a little bit of, consideration for that? Of course. And, of course, to listen to the likes of a de Blasio, a communist mayor there in New York City. Look what he's done to that city. Of course, this is what communism does. He's an avid, avowed communist. And he is the mayor. And he's sitting there ripping on L.A. for doing what they did. They did the exact right thing. And by the way, de Blasio, in my opinion, you have left your schools wide open for a terrorist attack. L.A. Unified, they're on top of it. And congratulations to them. I want to tell you, I had a chance last night to speak to a group of people about active shooter. And one of the things that came up, and I made this point to them about threat assessments and filters for schools. And I just want to understand that it's not like, here you have a school district of 900 schools. That's a lot of hundreds. It's 640,000 kids and adults. Here's the deal. Do you think that these schools don't get death threats, bomb threats, terrorist threats every day? Hey, welcome to my world. Of course they do. These school districts, especially the big ones like this, they'll get hundreds of threats per day. Hundreds of threats per day. And they either defeat them or they discount them outright. They have a very good filter in threat assessment process, which, by the way, a lot of schools don't have. And they do jump the gun. They do panic. And those are the school districts that the terrorists are looking for. Trust me. That's the way these terrorists act. Now, I suggest, as parents, concerned parents, that you go out and confront your schools and ask your administration, ask the secretaries if you can have a meeting as a group of people with the principal. Listen, the principals don't like that. But, if a principal's smart, he's going to be out in front of this, and he's going to get out in front and say, look, let's have a meeting with parents, or let's form some committees with parents, get them involved in the program, and see what our safety processes and procedures are all about. And then your community is going to be a lot stronger. This is the way you prevent these terrorists from attacking your schools. If they know that there is a school safety plan, it's viable, it's strong. There's good communication. See, this is what they will figure. If there's great communication, they're not going to hit you. That's not what they want to do. They want to go in where it's nice and easy. So they are probing to find schools that have weak systems. And in North Carolina, when these three walked up, perfect strangers, and went to the front desk and managed to get behind the front counter and onto the campus, They didn't know who they were. Hey, guess what? Do you think these schools are targets? You bet. They moved right up to number one on the target list for these terrorists. But a school district in which they've got the proper vetting procedures for people who come on campus, people who make phone calls, people who make threats, they're not going to want to mess with you because the likelihood of success goes down exponentially. And that's a lot of things that, those are things that people just don't understand. This is the kind of stuff that was very, very clear with the LA Unified School District closure. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat.
and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gresham and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, San Bernardino, what's going on down there? A couple of things bring you up to date. They finally found some way to bury the female killer in San Bernardino. And she's buried. So is he. In a ceremony very quietly done yesterday at some Muslim cemetery. They were both buried. I don't know. I'm sure. I almost said married. Well, married in death. Thank goodness they're gone. Anyway, so they've been dead and buried. Now let's do a couple of things though, and let's kind of clean up some business. This is something I think is very interesting, very very interesting, because you have the FBI director, who has come out and called San Bernardino a terrorist attack. Don't you find that kind of strange? Well, I mean. Really? I mean, seriously. You know, this president, all through the 7 years, we don't have terrorist attacks here, right? And by the way, do I have to tell you, we've had, except for 9/11, George Bush didn't have any terrorist attacks. Just want to let you know. If you throw, you know, you take a look at the number of mass murders, people who want to kill three or more people, or do kill three or more people. We got to get this out here and just say this, continue to say this, say it more and more and more. This president has 34 mass murders in less than 7 years on his hands as the president of the United States. Now, this is Mother Jones. You can look it up, Mother Jones. They've got the complete list right there compiled. And their criteria is three or more that are killed under a murderous circumstance. So this includes all these shootings, and by the way, it includes Sandy Hook. It includes all the false flags that have been out there. It includes the latest, which is San Bernardino. So 34 mass murders. Now, you compare that to people like Ronald Reagan, who had 7 and 8 years. 7 and 8 years. Something wrong with the country there? No. Something wrong with the president? No. What do you think? I think there's a lot wrong with this president. But 34 versus 7. But, you know, it even gets a little different, too. George Bush the senior had 15 in 4 years. George Bush the younger had 15 in 8 years. And Bill Clinton had 23 in 8 years, including Columbine. Hey, what can I say? Including Columbine. Oh, did I mention Waco? In which the government went in and murdered 100 plus people, including babies? That was that was Bill Clinton. Yeah, don't you get it? I mean, I guess if you have a Democrat in office, you're going to have a higher probability of mass murders. Or is there some plan behind this? You got to remember that the Clintons were all in on gun control too, right? And this president, he makes it a religion to take our guns away. And every time there's one of these false flag operations, which, by the way, San Bernardino was not. That was different. That was a real terrorist attack that the president did not expect. Did not expect. Okay, so we've now got that one officially labeled as a terrorist attack. Now, Comey's running around saying they cannot find any other links to other terrorist cells. Well, excuse me while I puke. This has been known for a long time in Southern California, especially the Inland Empire, San Bernardino Riverside. There are a lot of terrorist cells down there. And this terrorist cell that just happened with Farouk, who was an employee of the County of San Bernardino Health Department, who ran around and as an inspector, would inspect school cafeterias. On his cell phone were found pictures of various high schools in the area, and not the cafeterias. Things like hallways and things like that. Of course, all these pictures, I'm sure, have been distributed to various other terrorist cells out there. They do work together, and there are a lot of them. Look for Southern California to be hit again, and look for San Bernardino. This one could be Orange County next, Could be L.A. So get your filters on. By the way, I think down there they have very, very strong filters on schools for threats. Because schools get a lot of threats. They really do. And this is just something people don't realize. But because they have good, these fairly good safety plans in place, and they have these protocols and procedures to ferret out information and get information. And by the way, it's a wonderful thing when we can turn it around and catch the perps. And that happens. A lot of school districts are successful in working with law enforcement to get these people that make threats on our kids arrested. It does work. But you have to work in coordination and in tandem to mitigate the threats, take them seriously. And, you know, there's still people out there that are in schools that don't take any of this terrorist business, don't take it to heart. They don't take it seriously. They think, not my school. And the attitude that this could never happen in my school. It can happen in your school. And just because you don't hear a lot about some of these safety issues and some of these threats going on in schools doesn't mean it can't happen to your school and doesn't make it non-real. And by the way, when it does happen to your school, admit it. Take it on and challenge yourself to make sure it's not going to happen again. I'm just kind of walking you through some of the things that the school people need to be doing. And you parents need to be vigilant. The school people will not be responsive until you're responsive to them and you demand answers from them that you might not understand. But I'm not saying, you know, go down there and you want to get the principal fired. That's not what I'm talking about. If you go in there and you can't get reasonable answers to your questions about school safety, there is a problem. Trust me. And that's when you need to be proactive and you need to start making more inquiries and getting more questions. Demand more answers from your questions about from your school officials. Call school board members. They're supposed to be your representatives. Call the superintendent. Trust me, superintendents don't like that kind of problem, especially when it comes to school safety, and especially if it does blow up in their faces. Because, and again, document everything you say and do with these people, because this is stuff that does happen, and it is useful later on. Anyway, so call me. And this is what I think is interesting. We had this terror incident in San Bernardino, and Comey has labeled it as such. Now, all these other incidences haven't been terror, right? I mean, you have Fort Hood. It was workplace violence. I think they've labeled it a terrorist attack now. Just think about that. Okay, but now, even the UC Merced system, that attack that took place, the knifing down there, they're labeling it as a terrorist attack. My gosh. There's, what, three terrorist attacks now on the president's watch? And there weren't any on George Bush? And now, are you ready for this one? Comey is now saying that the Chattanooga shootings was a terrorist attack. Do we sense a trend here? That this president is going to be labeled with numerous terrorist attacks under his presidency? It's the same kind of label about 34 mass shootings under his presidency. I just find that amazing, don't you? Don't you love it when a plan comes? And then he wants to go out there and tell us to surrender our guns. And he's going to, by the way. I can't wait. He's going to be leaving tomorrow. He's going to go to San Bernardino on his way out to to Hawaii. You know, and it's interesting that the president has not been seen much of since December 2nd. Have you noticed that? It's like he's avoiding the public. I wonder why. I'll tell you why. Because the attack was meant for him. The attack in San Bernardino was meant for him. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, what in the world happened with those victims? Were they targets of the terrorist? More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free. And you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing at the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. San Bernardino. You know, the drama is going to develop around San Bernardino more and more and more. And I think the president is absolutely terrified because people like myself and people like Red Smith and people like Chris Street and people at Breitbart and even the LA Times, they're starting to ask questions. the questions being centered around what in the world is really truly going on with the victims, the 14 victims. And, you know, it comes up, at least it comes to my attention anyway, when you take a look at the victims in this whole shooting incident, what is their backgrounds? What is their backgrounds and what does that lead to? Now, if you go to our website, agenda21radio.com, we have been keeping up on the right-hand column the LA Times link to the San Bernardino shootings. And I do this for instructive reasons because obviously I want to keep you up to date as to what's going on because there's more and more daily information coming out. And the LA Times really, I think, is doing a legitimate job of covering this as a news source. So, you know, they get not my full-throated endorsement because they're missing several things that we, quite frankly, even at first blush, we can take a look at it and say there's something wrong with the picture. And you just need to start digging a little bit more. And, of course, they're corporate. They can't dig as much as we can here because we're independent. And we can take a lot more chances, I guess, and I guess suffer the consequences, whatever you want to say about it. Anyway, okay, so you have to do an assessment. And I'm just going to put this out here right now. We're not going to get into the specifics, but I'm going to put out a few names to you about some of the victims. And God bless them and God rest their soul. And our thoughts and prayers are with the family. We're not going there in terms of non-sympathy for the situation. But we need to have an assessment of the victims. And we need to really take a long, hard look at that health department down there. Because something else is at play here. Something else is at play. Okay, here we have a list. They've done a superior job at the LA Times. Look, when the mainstream media is right and they're doing something right, I'm not going to condemn them for doing something right. And the LA Times really has struggled because they've been, you know, bashed around because they have been doing the mainstream media business. But on their coverage here, given the magnitude of it, like I said, hats off to them. So I put it up there. I put the link up there, and I'm not endorsing what they're saying, but they've got some pretty good detailed information. Okay, the first one, I'm just going to throw some names out here and give you some bios and things like that. And I'm going to give you, I guess, some tools to investigate on your own because this is something that's not really that difficult to do, to find out and figure out what is going on with these people. All right, the first one, Robert Adams, 40 years old. Says, as an environmental health specialist, this is his bio, and again, this is more like an obituary. It says, Adams often inspected pools and food facilities during the construction phase, and he and his wife grew up in the Inland Empire and were high school sweethearts, and it said family friend, Jenny Cosey. They had tried to have kids, but for some time, she said, and he had adored their 20-year-old daughter, of course, 20-month-old daughter. Okay, anyway, Savannah. He loved taking her to the park and so on, and uploaded her new pictures and so on Facebook. Great family stuff for this guy. Adams, who wore bright red or bright ties, and his beard in a goatee, which is very, very much. Also spent time helping his parents and so on. All right, that's a pretty good bio. Isaac Amanos, 60 years old. Isaac Amanos immigrated from Etruria to California in 2000 to escape violence and repression in his home country, his brother said. Nowhere is safe, Abram Amanos said, standing in front of his brother's home in Fontana. It makes you think that wherever I go in public, there's a chance of being threatened or attacked. Nephew Zeke, and I can't even pronounce the last name, Gebronf Dane, heard the news of Isaac's death late Thursday and drove through the night from Tucson to be with his family in Fontana. Says, I was beyond shock, he said. Amanos shared a cubicle with shooter Saeed Farouk and another co-worker. His other co-worker said that the two of them spoke in what he assumed Arabic with Aminos. Clearly, the native speaker, are you ready for this? Clearly, the native speaker often poking fun at Farouk's poor delivery. Aminos was a family man who tutored his three children in their schoolwork. He was looking forward to his kids graduating from college, he said, and he came to his, anyway. So that's part of it. Isaac Aminoff left his wife. She worked as a registered nurse. On Twitter, well, that's not the part. Says just got word that one of my cousins was among the 14 killed. And this is from another guy, Beryl, who is also tweeting. Anyway, so if you take a look at this guy, he's coming from a war-torn country. You might want to look into that name. Benetta Bedabadal, 46. Now, this is an interesting one. It says, she fled to America with her family to escape Islamic extremism and the persecution of Christians that followed the Iranian Revolution. She was 18 at the time, and according to a statement released by her parents, her first stop was New York City. But she eventually moved to California, where she met and married a police officer. Bedabadal left her Rialto home Wednesday, eager to deliver a presentation to her colleagues in San Bernardino. Bedabadal, who earned a chemistry degree from Cal Poly Pomona, worked as a health inspector, but also led a team of restaurant inspectors, said Mark Russell. She is the ultimate irony that her life would be stolen from her, the family said in their statement. What appears to be, at the same time, types of extremism that she fled so many years ago. And Harry Bowman, 46, just throwing some names out for you. He has a very interesting background as well. Some of these backgrounds include a contributor to the CREATE, a USC Center that studies on national security and terrorism. As we get deeper into this, ladies and gentlemen, you might find some very interesting affiliations with these people. Check out the list for yourself. Tomorrow we'll be telling you more. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind. and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're talking right now about some of the victims in the shooting incident in San Bernardino. Remember, they work for a county agency as health inspectors and so on. Pretty tight crew, I guess. They were at that convention center, which was a private concern. In that convention center, actually, the employees there had actually conducted active shooter training and had been doing so for quite some time on a regular basis. So they were, you know, somewhat had some notion of what was going on under active shooter training circumstances. All right, now active shooter training is very sophisticated stuff, and I encourage any business and any place to engage in the training. Any place where there's soft targets that might be attacked. So anyway, we left off with Harry Bowman, 46, and Harry Bowman has a very interesting background, and I just want to throw this one out here. I'm not disparaging Harry Bowman. No. But I think it might be important to understand the victims and their backgrounds. Because after all, this was not your normal terrorist attack. In fact, this is a precise military type operation going on here. I mean, that's really what it was. You have to look at this as a war, and war was committed. This is how the attack was carried out. And the telltale signs of what was left and who the victims are is going to be revealing to who the attackers are in the future. So I'm not trying to disparage anybody. I hope everybody understands this. Okay, so we have Harry Bowman. Nobody was home at Harry Bowman's apartment in Upland on Thursday evening. A package was tucked neatly under the welcome mat on the concrete landing, and it had been sent Priority Express by his mother from York, Pennsylvania. The postage was $44.95. It was addressed to Hal. Bowman's name had been released by authorities earlier in the day, along with 13 other victims of the mass murder in San Bernardino. Bowman was one of the earliest contributors to create a USC center that studies national security and terrorism. The director said in an email, Bowman, who left the center for a job with the San Bernardino Unified School District, was an expert in special data and mapping. Plot thickens. Neighbors said that they really didn't know much about him or anybody else at the Stone Ridge apartment homes, for that matter. There was not a lot of socializing, said Gina Lugo, who lives in one of the bedrooms next door with her mother. People just go to work and come home. They said they had talked only once when he advised her to call the management about a problem with hot water. Across the hall, another person, a Dr. Sinez, a 29-year-old medical assistant, said he knew Bowman had at least one daughter. He would come out to the pool and teach her how to swim, he said. Reached by phone in York, Bowman's mother, Marion, had said her son had grown up there and moved to California for work more than 15 years ago. Now, what I just read to you, if that doesn't stick out like a red flag, I don't know what does. He worked as a contributor to the CREATE program. Look up the CREATE program from USC. That studies national security and terrorism, and the director said in a small email, in an email to Bowman, who left the center for a job with the San Bernardino Unified School District, was an expert in special data and mapping. Are you getting my drift here? And there's four more there in that group. We, you know, you take a look at all the employees, get their names, which we're ferreting through. It starts to spell a different picture about the victims, ladies and gentlemen, in this attack. And so you kind of are scratching your head a little bit. See, I'm trying to get the explanation as why the president all of a sudden is hiding. This president hiding? And of course, you take a look at the attack. Let's run it down. No narrative. Well, at least the narrative was, what, three to 4 hours late? You know what I mean by that? In all the other false flag operations that we've seen so far, from Sandy Hook all the way to the last one there on Black Friday in November at the Planned Parenthood, the president was right out in front within a half an hour of the shooting. The bodies haven't even cooled. Talking about gun control. We have a problem in America with gun control. We have a problem. But this one, he couldn't do that. No one could. Why? Because it was a legitimate terrorist attack by somebody else that was beyond his control. And who were the targets? You know, and they tried to easily explain, oh, it's workplace violence. That dog did not hunt. And, you know, the other thing, too, remember, we had to have, we in America, we couldn't know the names. The law enforcement was basically pleading on their knees for the media not to release the names of the two terrorists to protect the sensitivities of the Islamic community. What about my sensitivity as an American? Oh, then we don't care about that. See, they're trying to hide someone because they didn't know. This whole thing was a stunner to them. We're just unraveling the onion. And why the president is, well, he's in hiding. I sense the Jimmy Carter mentality building with the president. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to...
I'm going to do what I can do. I'm going to do what I can.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95%
customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-375-9952. Again, that's 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952. 800-375-9952.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-296-0773. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-296-0773. That's 800-296-0773. Again, 800-296-0773.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-910-1330. That's 1-800-910-1330. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-910-1330. Call right now.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're back. And just a programming note, we're going to be talking about Hillary Clinton and more email problems. You know, we've got Comey on board. He's starting to clean up his act and say, well, yeah, Chattanooga, it was a terrorist attack. San Bernardino, it was a terrorist attack. UC Merced, it was a terrorist attack. Fort Hood, it was a terrorist attack. Well, let's see. The president's had four terrorist attacks now on our country. He's the only president ever to do that. I wonder what if it's his support for Islam, or if I wonder really if it's what's really going on in the White House, or as we call it here affectionately, ISIS headquarters in Washington, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is ISIS headquarters. Break out the prayer rugs. Anyway, top secret despite department challenge. More bad news coming towards Hillary. And I'm telling you, this is going to shape up to be a very, very, very strange presidential race. Because here you have a person who's being criminally investigated. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Criminally investigated. Oh, by the way, Ash Carter. What about Ash? Well, in the first couple of months of his tenure as defense secretary, guess what? He was using private email servers. What are these guys, morons? Don't they understand that that E that's in front of email represents something? That E has, it means something. It's an abbreviation for evidence, as in evidence mail, which is where Hillary Rodham Clinton is finding herself. Anyway, when we come back, we've got Catherine Heritage, by the way, who's just doing a first-class job of reporting things, and she's so restrained from Fox News about really bringing out the truth. See, there's really good people at Fox, and they really want to get the truth out, but they're being restrained by corporate. See, Roger Ailes and the Bush buddies. And Karl Rove. And what about Jeb Bush? He's still going backwards. Can you believe that? He's spending billions and millions of dollars, I shouldn't say billions, millions of dollars to go backwards and reverse the polls. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Do you?
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.